Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Louise Schiavone. The U.S. Supreme Court at this hour is hearing arguments prompted by the assertion of former President Donald Trump that a U.S. president has absolute immunity from criminal charges for actions taken while in office. At issue is whether Trump should stand trial on charges related to the 2020 election and charges that he participated in efforts to subvert election results. Trump's attorney, John Sauer, is arguing the case for the former president.
If a president can be charged, put on trial, and imprisoned for his most controversial decisions as soon as he leaves office, that looming threat will distort the president's decision-making precisely when bold and fearless action is most needed.
Federal prosecutors maintain there is no such protection. The federal court case overseen by Judge Tanya Chutkan has been on hold pending a ruling by the nation's highest court. President Trump is not attending the proceedings in Washington. He's back in a New York City courtroom as a criminal hush money case against him enters day three. President Biden and the leaders of 17 other countries are issuing a joint letter urging Hamas to release the hostages being held in Gaza. NPR's Asma Khalid reports.
The hostages have been held in Gaza for more than 200 days. The letter says the fate of the hostages and the civilian population in Gaza is of international concern. It specifies the hostage deal on the table would also bring an immediate and prolonged ceasefire that could lead to a surge in humanitarian aid into Gaza and lead to the, quote, credible end of hostilities. A senior Biden administration official told reporters the deal is ready to go in detail, but Hamas has rejected the terms. This joint letter was signed by the leaders of a number of countries, including, but not limited, to Colombia, Canada, and Brazil. Asma Khalid, NPR News.
There's been a steep sell-off on Wall Street today. NPR's Scott Horsley reports stocks tumbled after the Commerce Department reported a slowdown in economic growth.
GDP grew at an annual rate of 1.6% in the first 3 months of the year. That's slower than forecasters had expected and slower than the 3.4% growth rate in the final months of last year. Consumer spending is holding up relatively well, especially when it comes to services like travel and restaurant meals. Consumer spending on durable goods was down during the quarter, though, possibly reflecting the drag of higher interest rates. Higher mortgage rates have weighed on the housing market, but construction of new homes is up. Residential investment jumped at an annual rate of nearly 14% in the first quarter. Business investment was also up while government spending slowed. Scott Horsley, NPR News.
On Wall Street at this hour, the Dow Jones Industrial Average is off 549 points at 37,911. This is NPR News in Washington. The New York Court of Appeals has overturned a 2020 sex crimes conviction against former media mogul Harvey Weinstein and ordered a new trial. The ruling states that the judge allowed for improper rulings, including allowing women to testify about allegations that were not part of the case. Weinstein, age 72, has been serving out a prison sentence. A hearing opens today to determine if Amazon illegally interfered in a union election at one of its warehouses in Bessemer, Alabama, more than 2 years ago. Federal labor officials already ruled that Amazon interfered in a prior election at the warehouse. Stephen Bisaha of the Gulf States Newsroom reports.
Over the course of more than 3 years and two elections, Amazon fought back hard against a campaign to unionize this warehouse. The union alleges Amazon required workers to attend anti-union meetings and threatened to close the warehouse if the union won. An investigation by federal labor officials already found evidence to back up those claims. Amazon has fired back and accused the union of illegally interfering in the last election. The hearing will consider all of that, along with determining how workers actually voted. The results were too close to call, and hundreds of challenge ballots still need to be reviewed. The hearing is scheduled to last into July. For NPR News, I'm Stephen Bisaha in Birmingham, Alabama.
Ariel Henry has resigned as prime minister of Haiti. Gang violence has racked the tiny island nation, leaving more than 2,000 people killed or injured. The move made official yesterday clears the way for a new government to be formed in the Caribbean country. I'm Louise Schiavone, NPR News, Washington.